Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's a victory Monday, January 24th, 2022. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. The Chiefs beat the Bills in overtime, 42-36.
How are you doing?
And now the Chiefs will host the AFC Championship game for the fourth consecutive season.
That is awesome.
As they will take on the Cincinnati Bengals. And if you listen to this show and you love this show, you remember at the beginning of the postseason, I told you the AFC Championship game would be the Bengals at the Chiefs. And here we are, lovers. Look, I couldn't go to sleep last night. I laid in bed this morning. You know, there's no accurate words to describe that game. That's, you know, I'm not here to tell you that was the greatest game of all time. I can tell you it's one of the greatest games of all time. It's one of the greatest games I've ever seen. It's one of the greatest playoff games in NFL history. One of the greatest quarterback shootouts, quarterback duels that I've ever seen. It's mind-boggling to try to think back to everything that happened. I mean, hell, just in the fourth quarter and the overtime alone, it was magnificent. It was unbelievable. It was wonderful. It was any word you could use to describe something that was just fantastic or otherworldly, that it'll fit. And look, let me tell you, to have that kind of, you know, to have that kind of game, to have that type of unbelievable event, it is, as Adam Sandler once said, it takes two to tango, right? You know, in boxing, a champion needs a worthy challenger in order to elevate himself to the next level, right? You know, Muhammad Ali needed Joe Frazier. You think about even more recently, you know, Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder and what they did in their trilogy. Josh Allen had to be great, too, for this to be off the charts great. And don't get it twisted. Josh Allen didn't lose that game last night. Patrick Mahomes won it. And let's be quite honest here. Whoever won that coin flip, whoever won that coin toss was going to win that football game. Because once it got to overtime, the Bills had no shot at stopping the Chiefs. And it doesn't, I don't feel ashamed saying that the Chiefs had no shot at stopping the Bills either. And also, for people that are bitching and complaining about the overtime rules, so what? We had to deal with it. A few years ago in the AFC Championship game, this fan base had to wear it. It sucked. Anyone that was there at Arrowhead or anyone that was watching anywhere, wherever you were, you remember how horrific that felt. And that was even worse because that was with a trip to the Super Bowl on the line. And everyone in that stadium and everyone watching on the TVs knew whoever gets this ball first in overtime is going to win this game. And what happened in that AFC Championship game between the Chiefs and the Patriots? The Patriots won the coin flip. They got the ball. They put it in the end zone, game over, and Patrick Mahomes never touched the football. Do I like the overtime rules? Today, I love them. After that game, I thought they sucked, and I demanded them to be changed. Today, great. Great overtime rule. Love it. I wouldn't change a thing. All right, the Bills win that coin toss. I demand everything to be totally revamped. I'm done with it. But I have no sympathy. The Chiefs And this fan base had to deal with that in an AFC championship game. And by the way, Clark Hunt and the Chiefs campaigned to the NFL, tried to get the NFL to change the overtime rules. The other teams weren't interested. So don't blame the Chiefs. The Chiefs tried to change it. The Chiefs wanted it to be a little bit more fair in overtime. But they got shot down. NFL didn't want to change it. Other teams didn't want to change it. So, okay. All right. We're just playing by your rules that you didn't want to change. And it bit Kansas City in the ass before. Now, there's a big hunk of Buffalo's ass that's missing because of what happened. It is what it is. Buffalo, respond the way the Chiefs did. The Chiefs use that as a motivator. The Chiefs use that as inspiration. The Chiefs came back next year and said, we're not going to rely on going overtime in the postseason. And what happened? They won the Super Bowl championship. So, miss me with all the, well, the NFL should change the rule. You know what? Great. Maybe they should. But the Chiefs dealt with it, and now they benefited from it. So I call it even. Now change whatever you want. It's even. Okay? It's a wash. All right? And I don't feel particularly bad for Buffalo because as a young man, I watched the Buffalo Bills stop the Chiefs in the divisional round, stop the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. Payback's a bitch. Revenge is a dish best served really, really cold. Decades cold. But it tasted delicious. It tasted hot and fresh right out of the oven last night. Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback in the world. And anyone that says anything different is either a troll, they don't know anything about football, or they're just trying to get clickbait, or it's clickbait, or they're trying to get people to watch their debate show on ESPN by taking the unpopular opinion. Patrick Mahomes is, and when I say this, because I tweeted that with some colorful language last night, and I got some, Tom Brady, right now, Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback in the world. I'm not telling you he has the greatest body of work. I didn't say he's the greatest of all time. Right now, tell me who's a better quarterback than Patrick Mahomes. Don't think about it, because there's nothing to think about. The answer is nobody. It's Patrick Mahomes, but I'm going to tell you who's number two, and it's Josh Allen. I can't tell you how much respect I have for Josh Allen and the show that he put on. Now, there were some, I don't know what the situation was with covering Gabriel Davis last night, or not covering him. He had 8 catches for 201 yards and 4 touchdowns. Josh Allen made a whole bunch of plays. But very rarely will you see in a playoff game a wide receiver continuously over and over again running wide open for such a wild variety of reasons. Over and over and over and over again. He set a playoff record. He caught 4 touchdown passes. That was unbelievable. But still, you think about what Josh Allen did. You look at the numbers of these two quarterbacks, what we saw last night. Josh Allen, 27 to 37, 329 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, 11 carries, 68 yards. Good God. That beats every other quarterback in the NFL. That beats every other team in the NFL except for the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes last night. Josh Allen, 27 to 37, 329. Patrick Mahomes, 33 of 44, 378. Allen threw 4 touchdown passes. Mahomes threw 3. Allen ran for 68 yards. Mahomes, 7 carries, 69 yards.
Yeah.
And a touchdown.
Yeah.
And he ran that touchdown.
That is awesome.
If that is not damn near a dead even quarterback duel, I don't know what is. It was, and I don't know if people saw it. I retweeted it. But after the game, Patrick Mahomes ran the length of the field, searching frantically for Josh Allen to find him and to hug him and say whatever they said to each other, because that's how Patrick Mahomes is, because he's a class act, and he's a stud in every sense of the word. And he finds Josh Allen, and they have this long embrace. I'd love to hear what they said. Because Patrick Mahomes knows what he went up against and what he had to overcome, and he did. That performance by Josh Allen beats every other team in the league. Wins every other playoff game except the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes at Arrowhead Stadium last night. Tyreek Hill, 11 catches, 150 yards and a touchdown, and then he had that big punt return. Travis Kelce, 8 catches for 96 yards and the game-winning touchdown. Physically, I didn't know if I was going to make it through that football game. I mean, let's be honest. When there was 13 seconds left after the Bills scored what looked like it could be the game-winning touchdown, that's not a promising situation to be. 13 seconds. 13 seconds. 13 seconds.
It's a second shorter than Dak Prescott's run.
Right. You know, Dak Prescott can get you a quarterback draw and
that
not.
That takes him 14
right,
seconds.
Right.
13.
This game will forever be known as 13 seconds. 20 years from now, when we're talking about Patrick Mahomes' career, you know, and you'll think a different thing. You know, the run against the Titans in the championship game, right? The comeback against the Texans. You know, do we have time to run WASP? All these different things that we'll say, and you know instantly what we're talking about. 13 seconds. Right?
Yep.
You know? I'm thankful, Jake, because until yesterday, like for instance, it changed what it means to people. 13 seconds meant something totally different to my wife, you know? So thanks, Patrick.
You've scored in 13 seconds before, haven't you?
That means something different. And I told her, I said, see? Great things can happen in 13 seconds, Susan. Always told you. I'm like Mahomes. No, I'm not. I don't know what else to say. That was one of the greatest football games of all time, one of the greatest performances. We're so lucky. I, of course, immediately after the game, I turned into dad. And by the way, I made a last-second decision. Jake was shocked because I'm usually a recluse when it comes to watching games, and I don't want to be around anybody. You know, Richie's moved out, and, you know, Phil is, you know, always either going to work, going to school, or doing his thing. I said, hey, let's make sure, let's get together, let's go someplace and watch the games so we can be around some other Chiefs fans and everything else. So we went to the new Johnny's Tavern location down in Parkville, and let me tell you, we had a blast. We watched both games yesterday, and it was so much fun being around all these Chiefs fans that are just living and dying with every moment. But, of course, I immediately turned into dad, you know, right after the Chiefs win, and I'm like, fellas, you just saw one of the greatest playoff games in history, and they've seen, hey, look, we've all seen some stuff with the Chiefs, right? And I said, just, man, never take this for granted. We're so lucky. We're just, as sports fans, as Chiefs fans, we are so lucky. They're hosting the AFC Championship game for the fourth consecutive time. When I was a kid, I used to dream. Daydream, night dream, every dream about what would it be like if the AFC Championship game was at Arrowhead? What would it be like? Oh, I don't know if it'll ever happen. I just couldn't. What would I do? What would this town be like? I just wanted one. And I got to a certain age, like, okay, well, maybe that's not going to happen. Maybe that's just going to be, it's too much. I get it. Sports gods, football gods, that's an over-ask. Four in a row! Four in a row at Arrowhead Stadium. What are we doing? What are we living through? What the hell is this? This is like a dream that we're not waking up from, and it's like, okay, great. It's four straight. You know, I mean, that hasn't happened. It hasn't happened. That's how crazy it is. And I can't believe it's happening. I think about this stuff, and I don't have words. I just make noises like, aha! You know? This game took a physical toll on me. I felt like I'd sparred last night. I was slamming stuff around, hugging my sons, shaking them. Stress eating. Sure, I'll have a French dip. Someone said French dip, and I go, yeah.
Yeah.
And I even order it. And this is, you know, just bring food. I gotta have something. So, we'll take a break. It's just so awesome. It's just... Oh, Patrick Mahomes, I love you so much. What do you want me to say? Yeah. Look at him. Look at you two.
That is awesome.
Look at you two set up again there in the corner.
Just a couple of handsome Hall of Famers over there.
Mahomes and Kelsey. We got lots to talk about. Todd Lebo, Gary Lezak, Adam Teicher, Bill Moss. I'm almost out of words. I know I'm out of time in this segment, so we'll break back after this. Chiefs hosting the AFC Championship game for the fourth consecutive season. Let's effing go on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
That is awesome.
Do you have any special advice to Pat right there? Do you have any words for him at that point? When Buffalo took the lead for the last time?
Yeah, when it's grim, be the grim reaper and go get it. So he did that. He went, he made everybody around him better, which he is great at. And he just does it effortlessly. When it gets tough, you know, he's going to be there battling, and players appreciate that.
Todd Lebo, Gary Lezak, Adam Teicher, Bill Moss will join us between now and 10 o'clock. We'll have plenty of post-game sound for you. Let's get some thoughts from Nate Bucati and Jake Gutierrez before we hear Tyreek Hill with an animated interview on the field with James Palmer from NFL Network. Nate?
Well, this weekend, you know... was just an incredible advertisement for the NFL. I mean, the whole weekend, right?
And I think the debate is over that we've had over the years. The greatest weekend in sports is the divisional round of the playoffs.
Oh, man, what a weekend.
I know you've pushed against that. Accept it.
Hey.
There's nothing that could ever compare to what happened this weekend.
I don't...
We've been saying that for...
Right, no, I mean, because I try to explain to the boys, like... Those, especially when the home team's losing.
The best.
I don't want to go down this road, I'm just telling you. Watching that Tennessee game and hearing, the sound, the murmurs in the crowd, and the people very uncomfortable and dreading everything. Watching that Tennessee Bengals game felt so much like watching a Chiefs playoff game from the 90s or a Chiefs playoff game. All apologies. With Alex Smith at quarterback.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
That's what it was, man. And it's just like, oh, because that tension in the divisional round, it's so thick. And there's just, to me, there's nothing thick, T-H-I-C-C. There's nothing like it. And this weekend was the greatest weekend of playoff action ever.
I mean, it has to have been. I'm not going to go back and look at every single weekend, I can't imagine what's better. Here's the stat.
You absolutely are.
There's been 10 playoff games in the history of the NFL that have been walk-off field goal wins. Three of them happened this weekend.
And the other one went to overtime.
Yes.
And the other one was a walk-off touchdown.
And the other one was a better game.
They were all walk-off. They all hit on the last play of the game. Three walk-off field goals and a walk-off touchdown.
And so you're watching these other three games and you're going, you know, especially after last weekend where most of the games were kind of duds, we get to this round, we have all good teams left, and they play these great games, and then you're going into Sunday night going, okay, we all said going into this weekend that this was going to be the best game. But can it live up to the last three games we just saw? I mean, the Bucks were down 27-3, came back, tied the game, and lost. And yes, the Chiefs game was better. So not only, like you said last segment, Stephen, that, yes, we all just dreamed of seeing the Chiefs host one AFC championship game.
I'd have done anything.
It's four.
And it, yeah, I'd have, you know.
Well.
If you'd have got me when I was like 20, I might have done anything for an AFC championship game here at Arrowhead.
And now it's four in a row. And it's not just four in a row. It's four in a row with like the most exciting team you've ever seen in the NFL. And the most exciting football player that's ever existed.
Even anything?
You know. I said years ago, I didn't say now, so thank you.
Were you offering something, Jake?
I'm not.
You know, I'm just wondering if it's on the table.
I was, you know what? during the Marty Ball era, it was all on the table.
Okay, well.
I was on the table. I'd lay it on the table, you know.
Just want to get that straight. Or not.
I don't know.
You don't have to do any of that now because you got Mahomes.
But I'm telling you how desperate it was just to get one.
Right. Now it's four in a row.
Just give me one. Come on. Give me one. No.
Hey.
I got four.
And the rant that you goaded me into last week on the air about these quarterback confidence rankings, that was it. It's like you said. Look, Josh Allen is terrific. He is. I got nothing. I can't say anything. He's amazing. It's not Patrick Mahomes. That's the only knock.
The NFL MVP was playing in that game last night. The NFL MVP was playing in that game last night. Period. Dot.
I'm fine with saying
stop.
Whoever wins the coin toss wins the game. And Josh Allen did nothing to lose that game.
Right.
He won it a couple of times. But let me tell you, I don't know what the hell their coaching staff was thinking when they kicked deep and didn't squib kick.
You. Unbelievable.
Because even if you give yourself up, that's a couple of seconds. That's a couple of seconds, right?
Yeah,
you don't squib kick. Because I'm thinking. Okay, you've been bringing the football out all this time. They're going to kick a little bit short. Man, this is the return of your life. And I was like,
yeah,
they kicked it. But even then, like they kicked it deep.
I couldn't believe it.
And then whatever, they played defense like the Chiefs had no timeouts left.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep them in the middle of the field, tackle them, and they don't have any time. It's like 19 yards, timeout. Down the middle of the field, timeout. Like, did they not know the Chiefs had timeouts?
I don't know. You're like, yeah, just don't let them go out of bounds. They don't need to go out of bounds. They have timeouts.
Again, miss me with your complaining about the overtime rules, okay? If you're Buffalo, your complaint is 13 seconds. And whatever strategy that was, from your special teams coordinator to Leslie Frazier, who's a wonderful man who I sat with at Jared Allen's wedding. Such a nice man.
A hell of a name
just a
drop.
Wonderful. Well, just to let you know, a wonderful man, had a great conversation with him, but he blew it.
For all the amazingness, there was some pretty bad defense.
Yeah. That's a bad call, period.
On both teams.
Yeah, but at least you could say for the Chiefs, because their secondary was in disarray.
Right.
Even on the last, one of the last times, they didn't know what they're looking at each other.
Yeah.
They lost the quarterback of the secondary, the quarterback of the defense in the first drive of the game, in Tyrann Mathieu.
Yep.
Okay, and they were out Fenton. So, you could at least understand, okay? And it's one thing to lose a guy the beginning of the week, and you have all week to prepare. First drive, okay, now adjust. Ah! But just like what? I know there's all these, but you guys tell me. What were they doing with 13 seconds left? From the kickoff to that, just tell me.
I don't know.
Tell me I'm
They were paralyzed by Patrick Mahomes.
But, like, isn't the last thing you want to do is to kick it deep and allow them just to get to the 25 without taking a second off the clock?
We're Everybody fine. I was watching the game was like, wow, I can't believe they just kicked it into the end zone. We all said that. We're like, oh, my gosh, thank goodness they did that.
I've been told, I felt like an idiot. I look at the boys and go, well, the last thing, they're not going to kick it into the end zone because they're going to get some time on the clock. And Phil was going, I thought you said, I said, Phil, just watch a game. Your father was wrong. I don't know. I guess what? Your father wasn't wrong. They should have kicked it deep. Glad they didn't. I mean, they shouldn't have. I'm glad they did, but I'm glad they should have kicked a squib. Glad they didn't. Like, I don't know what I'm saying right now. I can't believe it. Because it was a great, that 13 seconds, a great drive, but the Bills had to cooperate.
I'm telling you, though.
They had to cooperate.
There's something about seeing 15 on the other sideline makes people do weird things, and because
but
they,
why would you kick it deep?
I don't.
No, it doesn't matter who's on the sideline.
That's a good point. You know what? Maybe because
kicking it deep. What's your argument there?
I can't tell you.
Mahomes, that's just.
I guess they don't want to give up a kick return. You know, that's it. But
well, okay. If that's what you're worried about, then you know.
I'll tell you. I thought it was. We couldn't believe they did it.
Even now talking about this, I can't believe, because guess what? I settled in there for however long it took to you know, how long was it between Buffalo scoring the touchdown until the Chiefs got the ball back? There's a few minutes there where I had to absorb the loss.
Right, right.
They lost.
Yep.
Oh, they lost. Oh, the show's going to suck tomorrow. I'm going to be
mad. First thing I thought, I
feel so bad.
Gonna
this is gonna, I'm going to vomit. I hate this. I hate it. I hate it. Why did they lose? I hate it. And I was saying, butchery money, and all the edge, everything. All of it, thinking about it. And let me tell you something, butcher. If he'd have missed that field goal to end it, he didn't. So he redeemed himself. But can you imagine? Because the whole time, and like, you know, there's one guy at Johnny's that kept shouting the score as if Butker had made the field goal and the extra point.
And that's my dad.
Should be.
Doing that.
But it's not. But I get it. I understand.
Makes kicks be up by four right now.
But he drilled the 49-yarder when they needed it. And that was money. Because what was your confidence level? I was scared to death.
I have a really funny story for you about this.
I'm not going to lie. Were you, Jake, did you think I was going to drill this?
No, nervous.
I was scared to death. Like, I don't even want to watch. But hold my hand.
There's no way he can miss this. There's just no way he can miss this.
Well,
no,
I mean, it was a 49-yarder. I'm sure there's a way he can miss
this. Like, he's going to be.
I don't remember being that nervous, scared, wanting to vomit. At a field goal attempt, I can't. I was like, oh, we'll talk about that after this and everything else. Kansas City, help me. My voice is leaving. I don't know. I think my soul left my body last night. Back after this on WHB.
Mahomes has hit his last eight. Looking to the end zone for the win. He caught it. Ball game. Chiefs to the championship game.
Same thing, man. I just love you, man. I mean, he made plays. Everybody did, but guys like Tyreek and Trav made plays when it counted, and they get so much attention every single week, and then they just continue to battle, and they battle, and, I mean, they make plays when it counts, and they did today. I mean, the play to Tyreek and then the play to Trav. Those are two players on earth that can make those plays.
Look, and last night, first, the Bills scored, took the lead. Oh, they left too much time on the clock. Then the Chiefs took the lead. Oh, they left too much time on the clock. And then Buffalo scored 13 seconds. Is too much time left on the clock.
So you think it's like, oh, they did it. That's how you do it.
That's right.
If you want to win the game.
We found out that 13 seconds is too much time left. I've been watching football decades, covering games. I don't want 13 seconds is too much time. Let's listen to Tyreek Hill. I want to hear Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill after the game with James Palmer. And again, the touchdown piece, punt return, Tyreek Hill words out of my mouth. Here's Tyreek Hill with James Palmer after the game.
Tyreek, you're standing here waiting to see if Andy Reid puts his hands up in the air if this game's over.
That way, man. No, that way, man. First of all, I just want to say shout out to this whole organization. Shout out to the fan base, man. It's everyone, man, who supported us, even who doubted us, man, because there was times this year, you know, we felt like we was the shit, and we had to, like, you know, we had to get back to what we was doing, you know, being humble, being grounded, you know, holding each other accountable and playing for one another, man. So, like I said, man, I'm just proud to be a part of this team, man. Go Chiefs, baby.
Can you sum up what just happened, though?
Man, you know what? I can't sum up anything, dog. I just want to say I love this team, bro. I love the quarterback. I love everything about this team, bro, man. So I wouldn't rather have it no other way.
I know you didn't think anybody was catching you when you thought you had the game winner. I'm assuming you thought it was over then.
Oh, yeah, man, for sure, man. I definitely thought it was over. Hey, I even flashed the peace sign, you know what I'm saying, one time, trying to spread peace and love, baby. But, you know, everything happened for a reason. Patrick Mahomes showed why he's great again, you know, so why not, man? Why not add to the Cinderella story?
What is it about this team that you never panic? You're always in it. You have 17 seconds left, and you need a field goal.
Man, you got so many playmakers all over the field, man. That's why you never panic. On defense, on offense, on special teams. And then, plus, man, you got one of the greatest coaches of all time, Andy Reid, Eric Bieniemy. That combo is nasty. It's like Shaq and Kobe. It's crazy.
Well, you're going to the AFC title game again, and it's going to be here. What do you have to do to beat Cincinnati?
Man, you know, first of all, man, we just got to play for each other, man. You know, like, that's how we've been doing all year. You know, and just have fun with the game. You know, so that's our mindset in the receiver room, and that is how we're gonna continue to approach each and every game. So I just want to say shout out to my mom, my kids. I love you, daddy loves you, dog. Nala, baby, daddy loves you. That's for you, baby girl.
And you almost forget that the Bills faced a 4th-and-13 with the game on the line, mm-hmm. and scored a touchdown. 4th-and-13. Amen. Josh Allen didn't lose that game, but Patrick Mahomes won it.
I can't sum up anything, dog.
Right. That's me today.
That's right.
That's me today. I can't sum up anything, dog.
I can't sum up anything, dog.
That's Tyreek Hill speaks for all of us on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 The Spot.
I can't sum up anything, dog.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you so much for joining us. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. Let me get a couple of Mahomes clips here for the good people watching on TV. Let's get Patrick Mahomes, who is the greatest quarterback in the world today. We'll play the first one. Patrick Mahomes talks about sensing how big of a game this was.
Yeah, for sure. it's actually funny. A couple weeks ago, maybe last week, I was talking to Mike Remmers because he was in the Minnesota Miracle. And the final play, scoring the touchdown, winning the game at home. And he was talking about how awesome the environment was. And I was talking about how we had to play with Travis and the Chargers where he scored, but we weren't at Arrowhead. And so to be in this moment, this game against that team, and to make a play to walk off a game at Arrowhead, I'll remember this for the rest of my life.
So will we, Patrick Mahomes. Now, here's Andy Reid when he was asked what advice he gave Patrick Mahomes when things were not looking very good for the Chiefs.
Do you have any special advice to Pat right there? Do you have any words for him at that point when Buffalo took the lead for the last time?
Yeah, when it's grim, be the grim reaper and go get it. So he did that. He went. He made everybody around him better, which he is great at, and you know, he just does it effortlessly. When it gets tough, you know, he's going to be there battling, and players appreciate that.
And here is Patrick Mahomes when he was asked about Andy Reid's Grim Reaper comments.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus. He shoots us confidence. I mean, everybody on this team, He keeps bringing you confidence week in, week out, day, every single day. And that's what he said to me. And, I mean, he talked to everybody. He said, hey, we're going to go do this. We're going to get in full range. We're going to get points. And, I mean, he truly believes it. When your coach believes in you that much, it gives you the belief to go out there and do it and execute it. And that's what we did today. Yeah, I mean, Jesus.
Oh, that's right. Football Jesus. Whew. The Chiefs beat the Bills in overtime 42-36 and will now host the AFC Championship game at 2 o'clock. They're the first game on Sunday, remember? 2 o'clock on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. Be right back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
You sum up what just happened, though?
Man, you know what? I can't sum up anything, dog.
Coming up, we're going to talk to Todd Lebo. We're going to play some post-game from Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes. We'll talk to Gary Lezak, Adam Teicher from ESPN, former Chiefs defensive lineman Bill Moss. All of it. Between now and 10 o'clock, talking about the Chiefs beating the Bills 42-36 in overtime, advancing to the AFC Championship game, and now hosting the AFC Championship game for the fourth consecutive year. Patrick Mahomes, I love you.
Sum up what just happened, though.
Man, you know what? I can't sum up anything, dog.